Is it worth it taking risks? Well, we're going to discuss it in part two of the John C. Maxwell's Failing Forward book review. Make sure you stick around. We will be right back. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So in this video right here, we're going to continue with John C. Maxwell's book, Failing Forward. Last time, we defined failure and went over what it isn't. This time, we're going to talk about taking risks. The first point Maxwell makes is that risks, they must be evaluated, not by the probability of success or by your level of fear, but by the value of the goal itself. When the brave people of the fire department, EMTs, police, and soldiers go into risky situations, it's the value of the goal. A firefighter doesn't sit outside of a burning house for an hour evaluating the risk to see if they may succeed. If they hear a child crying, they go in to save a life. Now, for many of us, these risks, they're not going to be on these scales, right? So you may be thinking about starting a side business or, you know, going into a field that you may enjoy, like maybe coding, something that you're doing different then than you're doing different today. Chances are these aren't life or death situations. But when fear of failure kicks in, it can have huge effects, like some of the things that we discussed in our previous video. These can cause you to kind of fall into traps of sorts. This creates a paradox. The less you venture out, the greater your risk of failure. Wayne Gretzky, he has a great quote that addresses this, saying, "You miss 100% of the shots you never take." The more you risk failure, the greater your chances for success. If you're not taking those shots, then you've fallen into one of these traps. The embarrassment trap is when you worry about what other people think if you somehow fail. What happens if you start a side hustle or a small business or make some extra money and learn about business and it, I don't know, doesn't succeed? Will all your friends and family just basically disown you? I doubt it. Here again, if you try and it's not a success, what will you learn along the way? At the very least, you'll learn that it doesn't work, right? That rationalization trap is when you come up with a rational reason or reasons why the new career or businesses, they simply won't work for you. Understand that I'm using these two examples, but it can relate to any failure. Some of these reasons aren't even true, but they may be just self-doubt and self-esteem challenges, so to speak. There is an unrealistic expectation trap, which involves thinking that life should be easy and effortless. We all know that is not true. Obviously, to be successful, this is not the case. Many people are surprised to learn how tough the road to success can actually be. If you've never worked in sales, then you're probably familiar with this one, the perfect time trap. Many people are waiting for things to be perfect before they actually take a risk. They may think that it's not the right time to start a new career or start a new business. If people were waiting for a great time, it's been during the lockdown. If you started studying coding or something else for a new career or even started a small business in early March, how much could you have done in the past few months? Finally, there is an inspiration trap. Sometimes people, they want to wait to be inspired, or they're not sure if what they want to try is the perfect thing for them. Is this the ultimate idea for the perfect business or their purpose? If you sit around and you wait for inspiration, you won't be consistent. And if you remember in other videos, this is a key component to success. Oscar Wilde, he once said, "An amateur writes when they feel like it. Professionals, they write regardless." Think about performers. Do you think that they only go on stage when they feel inspired and great? No, that's where the phrase, "the show must go on," comes from. Maxwell also talks about what you focus on in regards to failure. Do you focus on what happens to you or what happens in you? What happens inside you is far more important. This is how you deal with failure and how you perceive it. He mentioned a Danish saying that says, "Life is not simply holding a great hand, life is playing a poor hand well." There are a lot of people that I think of in this case, but the first one that pops to mind is Stevie Wonder. He was blind shortly thereafter birth, but he didn't treat it as a failure. He was a child prodigy that was signed to a record label at age 11, had a hit single, Fingertips, I think that was the name of it, and at the age of 13, and then went on to become one of the greatest musicians, singers, songwriter, producers in the history of music. It's about what's inside you and how you react to it. So to summarize, fear must be evaluated based on the importance of the goal. We reviewed a lot of different traps that kind of keep people from taking risks and avoiding failure. And finally, we talked about the importance of how you have to choose to play the hand that you've been dealt in life and how that makes a big difference. Do you find any of these to be challenges for you? What would it take to break out of one of these traps and face your fear? I'd love to hear your thoughts. And also, please tell us what other topics you want us to cover in the comments below. As always, stay sane, stay safe. God bless you. Love you. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is a co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.